time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull massive. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, hey, hey. We about to go
viral. Hey, what that mean if your girl, man, mess up your braids? But she doing fresh when you go out with her, but they ain't fresh when you go out alone.
Yeah. Okay, look, so when we introduce topics, try not to curse the first 60 seconds.
Feel me? I'm trying to stop talking the first 60 seconds, just let everybody else go. We know Messiah, though. Yeah. Nigga, what the fuck? These niggas. The shit. I'm like,
they got to expand that vocabulary, man. What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the word? We back at y'all with another one. Share, like, subscribe to the channel. Shout out to the entire viral gang and all the viral members. The movement is moving. We as strong as we have ever been since we started this. The movement is going worldwide, man. It ain't no stopping it. We've been telling y'all for a long time, and now you're seeing it happen in real time in reality. As always, it's your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself. A.K.A. the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. And I got a full house today, as always. We got the big three in the building. Messiah the Great here to lead the way. What's the deal, bro?
Man, what's happening? LBC Messiah, man. Tap in. We told y'all the movement is movement. Move with the movement or it's moving without you. Shout out to all the supporters, man. We appreciate y'all dropping all them artists in the comments. We're going to have to go through and run through all of them. It was low, so give us some time. Bear with us.
Facts, Kali the one, man. We tapped in the youngest, realest light-skinned nigga in the content
game. Damn. Hey, he was mad about the light-skinned takes, but now he claiming the light-skinned. I'm confused.
I got us.
Hey, he wanted to be dark-skinned for so long.
Yeah, it's cool to be a house nigga.
Summer coming.
Hey, and we got a special guest in the building.
He said summer coming.
You feel me? We got family in the building. We got... been around since the sandbox in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
man,
indeed.
Talk to him. Long Beach finest, man.
Mr. Sober Rabbit, a.k.a. Big Q, Long Beach native, man. We trying to build the community, not tear it down.
That's facts,
you hear what
man.
He's saying, man? We're here to wake the sheep that sleep. Lead the way like Messiah say. Tinfoil hat gang, put your hats on.
You know what I'm saying? The viral way.
Hey, before we start this, hey, lock them doors. Lock them doors. Don't let nobody out here till we get that 40K.
That's crazy.
Nobody can leave till we get them 40 bands. That's word to the man upstairs. Y'all seen that video?
Yeah.
Man.
What y'all thought about that,
I'm not even surprised to keep it G. I'm not surprised because we know for time and time again, we see these pastors finessing the churches. And it's no different from this other stuff. We watch people go to church and willingly hand over all they dough. And the fact that he sat there and then had the nerve to be like, nigga, lock the doors. Y'all ain't getting up out of here until we get this 40K in a strong way. He did it in a strong way. But I'm just like, man, that's wild. You know what I mean? People selling hope out here. People selling hope. Yeah, it could have killed me. I don't know what the fuck.
My bad.
Could have been did all that. Like, nigga been sitting here for an hour. He want to talk when the camera come on.
I
want
to say but, this, though. When you find churches and communities, and when you go to certain communities, especially inner city communities, you'll see a church on every corner like a liquor store. When you run to these churches that be closed on a weekday, or it's a lot of fucking it's a lot of prostitution, or a lot of gang activity, them churches is not doing their job. Mm. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not selling hope, and they're not uplifting your spirit. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just go to any church because just like the police, some of these people are crooked. So you got to be mindful. You feel me? You got to be mindful. If you let that man get into your pocket and you wasn't sure where the money was going, that's your fault. You allowed that man to do that to you. You feel me? Anybody could be a snake in any form or fashion. You have to be careful and vigilant.
And I'm going to say one more thing. Keep your faith in God. Stop putting your faith in so deep into these passengers. I know that sometimes they say listen to the message and not the messenger. Sometimes you got to still understand the character of what you're dealing with. Why does he need 40K? What do you need 40K for this church for?
A private jet.
Is the rent due? Do we got to come together to keep this up? What's really going on at this point? It's like y'all not even questioning it. Then y'all had the nerve to allow somebody to lock y'all in there. And I'm not blaming the people. It's like people praying on y'all off of your faith and your belief.
Yes.
This is why you got to even do your own homework. And it's cool. Even what they say in the Bible, you can have church at home between 2-3 more people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is why the black church get a bad rep, though. Because you got the pastor driving a Benz and everybody else driving a beater. You know what I mean? Niggas ain't opening schools. Niggas ain't doing food drives. They just taking your money. Coming there in Louis, Gucci, asking for more money, and they not really doing anything else. Giving false promises. So this is another reason as to why the black church is the credibility of it has been weakened more and more and more as time goes on, because we have these false prophets that really just want to flex in everybody's face and give you a word for an hour, but they really just want your money at the end of the day.
Bro, didn't we tell y'all how much money they was making?
Man.
The black church makes an estimated $19 billion annually. Man. Through tithes and donations. That's tax-free. Man. $19 billion, bro. Yes, so just imagine how much they could be helping the black community if we was to pull those funds together and invest that into creating programs to try to create some type of financial freedom in the community. Now, these are the people that's supposed to be the word of God. Why are they flying around on private jets? Why are they riding around in Bentleys and Benzes and this and that off the church donations? This isn't money they're earning outside through investments. No, this is coming from the people who come to praise God, and they're barely getting by putting their faith in this false prophet who's taking the money and pocketing that shit because he know it's tax-free. Yes. You gonna talk about lock the door? Oh, Jesus Christ, I wish I was in there. Yes, lock the door, because cuz is not gonna get out. Because what we finna do to him, he gonna wish the door was open.
And nigga? Please be aware, you feel me? Ever since the 60s, ever since Martin Luther King died, and Malcolm X died, all these churches have been in bed with the government. So they getting checks, and they not getting nothing taxed from them. So when you go and take your hard-earned money to them, you got to understand that they already getting a check from the government, and they already not getting taxed. Why do they need your money?
And even on top of that, I'm not even going to just make this a black thing, because I remember I used to be sitting in the house. Have you ever been up late night?
Joel Osteen.
Exactly. You see them big, you see them, all them platforms on TV. I'm like, damn, they selling out stadiums. And you know these niggas on here capping. You used to see the fake Holy Ghost at night. You know what I'm talking about? They get out the wheelchair. He made me walk again. Like, sure. I'm like, damn.
Look at them people they talking about, look at their eyes. When they zoom in on the camera, that nigga ain't got no pupils. He's all black there.
Reptilians.
He trying to just take. Yeah. It's a mentality. And bro, you have to watch. You have to be vigilant. He's right. They put on a show. You know how you get people on Instagram or YouTube? They just do stuff for views. They're not really like that. How about the church doing to you late night, asking you for money?
Remember Joel Osteen, perfect example. He got that big-ass church, a bunch of money, and when that hurricane happened in Houston, he didn't want to let nobody in.
Bro, this one you know... Okay, they might be working for a different God. They working for the one they preaching against. You had the pastor. Where was he at? I think he was in Congo, Africa or somewhere, talking about, yeah, pull up to the church. I'm going to suck the cancer out your titties.
What?
I'm going to suck the disease out your body. Hey, he had him talking about, yeah, just suck my dick. You're going to get anointed. Nigga was in the church getting blowjobs.
Oh, that's what he was having sex with all them women.
All them women. Bro, they was pulling up, letting them suck on their titties, talking about, yeah, you're going to be blessed. God gave me the... These niggas is sick, bro. They sick. Hey, and y'all falling for this shit.
Finesse like that is crazy.
I'm going to suck the cancer out your nipples.
It's crazy. It's a book I read by Napoleon Hill. They got audio called Outwitting the Devil. And they talk about basically how they use the church to finesse and how the devil controls the minds of, I don't want to get too much into that. You just got to listen to it yourself, because I don't want y'all to mistake what I'm trying to tell y'all. But a lot of things are used, from schools to churches to certain places that they place in your mind. And now you're at a point where I'm done. Y'all killing me. I don't even know what the fuck going on. You should just pause this shit.
But bro is right. Bro is right. The Messiah is right. Listen, if you are a person that research and do your own homework, you can see, and the information is there, the church has been infiltrated by the enemy. The church has been infiltrated by the enemy. So if you think that you about to go to just any church without doing your research, you probably dealing with the enemy. By the enemy, I mean them dark forces. You feel me? Everything has been infiltrated, whether it's the school, the church, even the health. So be vigilant. That word, it's the word of the day. Be vigilant. Be vigilant. Everybody don't mean you well, and everybody don't mean you good.
Trust energy. Trust the spirits. What they say the devil's greatest trick was
to prove to make everybody believe that he didn't exist.
Exactly.
And these churches, a lot of them, they want to keep you weak. And what they do is they make you believe in God without believing in action and work. Man. So a lot of them say if you just pray, it'll come to you. You'll get the new car. You'll get the new job. You'll get the money. And so you keep going back to them looking for whatever it is that you need when a lot of it is within you, right? Like, you can do the prayer. You can do the, you know, raising your hands in the Holy Ghost, but you still got to go and put in that work.
That's
a big part of what the church doesn't preach, because if you become somebody who's productive at that point, you might not rely on them as much, in my opinion. That's why I think they also do what they do. So
even think about it. Think about how many people sell you hope. They can sell you hope just on a regular level between you and a person, and that you hope they do something for them. Hope at the end of the day does nothing for nobody, to keep it G. You know what I'm saying? Because what is it when you really break it down in that sense? You're hoping. I can hope $1 million land on the front door.
I mean, it's going to be there when you get out there.
It's never going to come. I can hope forever. Hey, keep the hope up. No, nigga. Keep hope alive is what they tell us.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
You need hope, but you don't need... Man, listen, man. For all you people out there that think you get on your knees and pray and it's going to come to you, God is not a sucker. He wants you to meet him halfway. Hmm. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do everything he can in the spiritual world, but if you don't get up off your butt in the physical and put in your work, ain't nothing coming to you.
He's not rewarding that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Faith and prayer without works is dead.
Thank you.
That's essentially what hope is. As a matter of fact, a feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. That's all it is. You just having that feeling expectation of it without putting the work in, it's nothing coming. You might as well just go back to sleep and go back to dreaming.
Man, that's like drinking an energy drink or taking some creatine and not working out. You know what I'm saying? That's like drinking water. That's like running without drinking water.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's on the real. But these pastors is crazy. And then he got the nerve to double back and say that's what he wasn't doing.
Yeah, and as if it wasn't on camera, we seen what it was in live time. And now you're trying to change the narrative. It's crazy.
The crazy part is people are still going to run the campaigns on him. He's going to make more money. And then people are still going to be back at that church with him. That's what's even more crazy. He's still going to be up there.
Be vigilant. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard, you know. Like, and again, a lot of people need, like we said, more belief in themselves. That's what it really comes down to. I mean, you could pray all day. You could do all that. But if you don't have belief in yourself, ultimately, you're not gonna get shit out of life.
I'm not gonna sit up here and betray like it's just his fault. You know what I'm saying? Because to get a relationship with the Most High, you don't need to go to no building with 50 other people. You need to look within yourself. And it can just be you, your brother and your sister, or you, your mom and your dad, and y'all can have communion in y'all living room. You don't have to go to the church and give the church your essence or your money. You know what I'm saying? That's a building. God is going to come where there's two or more people gathered in his name. It don't matter if it's a church or not. So stop giving the church your essence if you're not sure or if you're not verified what's going on with that church. You know what I'm saying? Be vigilant. That's the word of the day. Be vigilant.
Yeah, I think a lot of us fall into religion and not necessarily spirituality.
Yeah,
religion is like rules. You know what I mean? You go to church every Sunday. You got to give tithe and offering. You have to do these certain things to be deemed a productive member of this church. Whereas the spirituality is just being connected with the Most High and having that relationship and growing. So a lot of us get caught up in the religion and the politics of the church instead of the actual spirit and the traditions instead of the actual spirituality and really trying to connect. So
it's nothing wrong. This is not just to go against churches. All churches, this is not. We're speaking on this specific church.
All churches ain't bad.
Everything ain't bad, just like everything ain't all good. But at the end of the day, you still have to be able to have that discernment to understand the difference of what you're dealing with. And you should still have that higher self, that higher intuition, especially if you are going to church. Because sometimes we need to hear the word. Sometimes it's harder for us to just read something. Some people might need to just digest it by hearing it.
Yeah.
So you're not wrong for that, but just question why these people, what do they need $40,000 in one day? Mm-hmm. That's the quickest lick somebody didn't hit fast with words.
Bro.
I just talked you out of 40K between however many people. Not 10 of y'all couldn't come together and be like, not keeping one person to speak up. Like, what's the 40K for? You ain't even telling us. Telling because God sent me this and told me to do this. He sound like the boy off of Dead Presidents.
Oh, my mama.
God just gave me this money. This is why I'm delivering it to y'all. Look. Remember, y'all remember that?
And on God Dead Presidents,
he went
no
up there and got them niggas booked.
Got a whoop. Got a whoop. And he said that shit too. And God, and remember, God don't need no middleman. Whatever his name is, whatever species he is, he don't need no middleman, bro. If he want to holler at you, he going to holler at you directly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for all the people that's kind of slow, he might send you some. He might send a message to a person. You feel me? Or through experiences or situations. But for the most part, you know he built you. You know in your heart, man, what's wrong and what's right. Let me take your money. Give that. If that man ain't in the community helping you with your rent, that man ain't in the community cleaning up the side of the street, helping the kids at after school programs. If he not putting in that work, you shouldn't even be giving him your bread.
And sometimes we got to do more sitting in silence. This is what y'all got to learn, too. That's sometimes when God come talk to you the most. Man. You know what I'm saying? If you got anything going on, you pray on it, and you wait for an answer in silence because you got to go within yourself. Right. Sometimes we be too clouded from everyday life, too clouded from what's going on in our mind. Sometimes you got to clear all that out to be able to hear the words and hear things from him. He going to give you signs, like he just said, from people to just certain things that's going on, experiences, the things that you might go through in a day-to-day life, that might be a sign that you need to pay attention to. Life is going to keep unfolding in your favor, even when you're going through the worst situations. Even though we don't realize it in that moment, later down the line, you be like, damn, that's why that happened. Or damn, this is why I didn't make it to that party, because after this party got shot up. Or this is why I couldn't be here, because that prevented me from this happening. Like I tell people all the time, sometimes he set us back to set us up something better. So.
All right.
Just right. Keep doing what y'all do and just pay attention. Be aware. Damn, and like right. And like Cuzzo just said, be vigilant about yes, what you're doing. And have your intentions pure. Pay attention to other people's intentions. Pay attention to their motives. Everybody's right. Motives ain't good as your motives.
Right.
And don't expect people just because they're in a position that they're going to carry that position out the way you expect them to in your mind. I'm going to leave it at that, man.
Carry us right now.
Real, in a viral way. In a viral way. Shout out to Mr. Viral Messiah, man. Y'all been doing y'all thing. Y'all been getting this content out here. Y'all been reaching the masses. Hey, respects. I'm going to give y'all flowers before it's too late. I'm going to let y'all know right
love.
Now.
We appreciate
much
that.
Much love,
you
much respect,
know, man.
Both of my peoples, man. Y'all doing y'all thing. I'm proud of y'all, man.
Yeah, and we glad to have you up here. I'm
thank
not going to lie.
Appreciate
you know, sometimes
it.
The universe just line it up. It's crazy how it work out.
It's crazy how it work out, bro. It was nice meeting you too, bro.
Yeah,
you feel
sure.
me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What I look for, man, you shook my hand. You looked me in my eye, so it's respect, bro.
What that? Look at that, Kali. What it say, man? Man, nah, we want to go where it's at, nigga. Where we got it lined up. This nigga cat. Yeah. Man, calm down, nigga. He's saying look through the nose. All the topics we talk about, he put on the computer. So stop acting like we just doing some other shit, nigga. This nigga, wow. Now you got to go through the whole thing when he already wrote the shit down. Stop trying to, nigga. Stop acting like that, nigga.
Shout out to Vanilla Gorilla. He said,
yeah, we gonna see the comments soon on the thing. Okay.
Look it up, man.
Don't get the topics that we all put in there. Just get the topics that y'all come off the top of the head.
So Erykah Badu,
she
came out in the BBL suit, and she was trolling BBL culture. Now I'm gonna go ahead. And I'm going to take credit for being one of the ones on the forefront of destroying the BBL culture.
Let's do it.
Y'all know the famous video, BBLs Are Rentals. It went viral, millions of views. I was a little ahead of my time. Everybody told me, women can do what they want with their bodies and all of that. Now you're starting to see women are reversing their BBLs and regretting it. Kim K, you had the black chick? She had she was on like Love & Hip Hop or something. She took her BBL out. Mm. A lot of women are starting to regret them BBLs because of the health problems.
Man.
So I love the fact that Erykah Badu, who has a naturally curvaceous body, a natural fat ass, came out there trolling the whole BBL universe.
Shout out Erykah Badu and her daughter. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that. You know, and let me, I don't mean to cut y'all off. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
It's all about respect. Listen, man. When it comes to these surgeries and these BBLs, bro, I just want to say this to the world, to all the beautiful women out there, to all the ugly women out there. We would prefer you natural. Don't get it twisted. We'll play with some shit that's fake, but we ain't never about to keep nothing that's fake. We'll play with it, but we ain't about to keep it. And we not about to take you seriously neither. It's some underlying traumas going on. Not for everybody, but we would rather see that little tootie booty instead of that plastic or them injections they put up in you. We want to see natural stuff. That's what men look for. We don't mind going to see it move if it's fake, going to play with it, but I'm not bringing it home and paying for nothing for that fake stuff.
So at first glance, when I seen the video, I'm like, she might be clowning the BBL culture, but we spoke on her before. Now, was she paying homage to Sarah Bartman? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So the woman who was back in the day, yeah. You know, the colonizers respect. Used to put her out there like you would, like an animal at the zoo.
I think she's still on display.
Let me go, though. Yeah, they got her on display because she has so much ass.
Yeah.
And they couldn't believe it, even though they was excited about it. Crazy. But then you had some that was laughing at it. You had some that would...
Like a circus.
Yeah, exactly. So I think she might have just walked up there and just paid homage in a sense. So
what was her name again?
Sarah Bartman.
Hey, I want to shout out to my ancestor, Sarah Bartman. Hey, when it was no voluptuous, curvous women out here, and it was only, you know what I'm saying, Neanderthals out here, you feel me? They went crazy over her, and she was a slave. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out to my ancestor. I want to show love and respect. I'm sorry how things turned out, but that's a real story. And I think in some countries, they still have her on display in the museum.
They still got her on display and stuff like that because she's part of history at this point. And it goes to show how far times have came because our women still got ass. So it's like, and y'all know niggas love that. So y'all got to embrace y'all curves and stuff like that. But it's getting to a point to go back on the BBL thing where it's like it got out of control. I just seen somebody, they thought she was dead on the camera. The nigga injected her with so much shit. He talking big shit on the camera. I wish I'd have showed y'all the video of the doctor. He like, if they want it, I'm giving it to him. Like, the doctor is talking like that. Like, but he really just cashing a check on y'all. And then the next thing he's going to do is tell you, yeah, your neck messed up. You need to get your nose done. You're always going to continue to find something wrong with yourself until you build your confidence within yourself.
It ain't worth it either. It's like...
Nah, your health ain't worth it.
If we keeping it 100, one out of every 200 BBLs even look good, right? And it's like, what are you doing with that BBL working at the Morisco spot or wherever, or you the janitor or wherever you work at? Like, you got a BBL for no fucking reason. Man. So a lot of these women are just getting them, hoping they get saved. But it's like, now you got this fucked up BBL looking like an ant.
Come on,
can't do nothing with it. It ain't even worth this trouble.
If you an entertainer and y'all like going on looks and you trying to sell an image, all right, cool. You know, you trying to get your bag. But if you are a regular woman and you got kids, you got a job and you struggling, or you just out here working regular, there's no reason for you to have a BBL. There's not. If you're not getting a check off of your body looking like that, you shouldn't mess with it at all.
You got ass out of this world working at AT&T for the knocks and phones.
What's
over.
Up, man? You at Wendy's at the fucking drive-thru with a BBL.
Hey, shout out to Vanilla Gorilla for the super chat. He says, shout out y'all. Keep going. We need the real. We definitely going to keep going for y'all. The movement is definitely moving. But I love what Erykah Badu did. Whether it was a ode to Sarah Bartman or it was a shot at the BBL Brigade. Either way, it's a plus in my book. I'm tired of seeing the BBLs. Get in the gym. Stop getting them BBLs and then going to be a fitness influencer. You didn't get it that way. You didn't get it out the mud. Knock it off.
Facts.
Play it out.
Facts.
It's definitely played out.
Facts.
Hey, but we definitely, you said the audio whack. We trying to figure that out, bro. Bear with us.
Please.
Hey, so y'all seen that Kanye interview?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
How about Jim Jones? He had the little suit on.
Y'all seen the Kanye interview? Man.
Kanye goes viral every time,
we
bro.
We definitely, definitely, definitely got to talk about this Kanye interview, bro. What did y'all think? Was Kanye spitting?
I thought it was bullshit, man. I'm keeping 100 with y'all.
I'm going to keep it 100. Kanye made sense to me.
Yeah,
he showed me in ways that he's not as crazy as people paint him out to be.
Facts, man.
And when you're a person that's as confident as Kanye, you're not worrying about being understood by the masses of sheep. So that's why I feel like he does his moves without explaining things. He might have crazy ways about it doing it, but the way he unfolded certain things, it made a lot of sense to me. Now, people could look at him wild or he does. People take one thing that he says and then ravels that around the whole interview. They miss everything else because of one piece of the take that they didn't like, in my opinion.
I watched it back twice because I y'all niggas were saying I was tripping, and I watched it again. I'm like, this nigga to me is still on bullshit. It was just like, out of everything he said, he didn't say much of value. He was just saying how much he was mad at other people and how they wronged him. He spoke on the industry and how they have certain control over things, which is something we already knew. But for me, it's kind of just like, at this point, the masses, what can we do with this information? What can we do with
it? But he clearly said, I've lost relationships with people that I thought was friends with behind these people that was controlled by certain things. Like, people going out and snaking him in a sense of the powers that be behind them. And he's going against that in a sense. He's like, y'all not standing up with me. So basically he's saying, fuck everybody in my mind, only because of that. It's like, nigga, if we right now, if me and you cool and we're podcasting together and they come offer you something and we thought we was doing something together and you choose to go take the bag or play me in a sense of this ain't, we're not doing, if you go drop some of the takes off and I'm thinking we're going to make a bag off of it, you going to make the bag by yourself. And then you going, then you, even worse with his kids. I'm going to let y'all go because I got to get my thoughts back together. But Kanye makes sense to me.
With the kids?
Bro, hold on. Because Kanye,
I got something to say too.
Been telling the truth this whole time. Kanye was ahead of his time. Y'all labeled him crazy. Y'all labeled him deranged. Man. They put him on the medication. Why would they do all that to someone who's allegedly crazy? If he's crazy, man, let him spiral out. Exactly. No, what they try to do is silence him. If you're not speaking the truth, why would they have your personal trainer texting you talking about, hey, stop saying what you're saying. We're going to drug you back up, and you're never going to see your kids again. That's somebody that they want to silence.
That means what he's saying is true.
Come on, bro. If you listen to the details, he's telling you what's going on. Right. The industry is controlled. Everybody that I thought was my mans that I'm giving alley-oops to, I'm giving you beats. I'm putting you on the limelight. I'm making you $2 million. You let them people come tap you on your shoulder and say, hey, we see you aligning with him. No, we finna alienate him because we're trying to get him out of here. So man, either you denounce him or your career is over.
Or you're not,
and instead of standing with him in solidarity, they all chose their side. Right, I don't want to lose these riches. I don't want to lose this fame. I'm not even really in it to tell the truth. I'm just in it for a bag and some swag. Kanye really like, I'm trying to change the narrative. And I'm trying to run this shit. And I'm putting my career on the line.
On top of that, he's showing niggas they don't have as much power as they're threatening you with.
Yes.
So he's showing you, I'm going against all that and I'm still here. Yeah. I'm still out here. The shit that they told you, they told me. How many times did they cancel me? How many times did they try to kill me? So in his mind, he's showing you, you stand with me, we're stronger together. Facts. But of course, y'all gonna bend over for whatever else, the bag or saving your career, because they're putting these ideas in your head. When we stand together, they have no action at doing nothing.
Facts.
That's super facts. Hey, shout out to Birdstone. My boy sent the donation. Good looking. He said, Varway, let's motherfucking go all the way up. We definitely all the way up.
And I want to say this, man. It's a lot of people, especially in the inner city community, that didn't even know nothing was going on until he exposed it. And I'm the type of person, I will read a book. I will stay up all night online or on YouTube, just going down the rabbit hole. Whoever he's trying to expose as an individual or as a whole, as an organization or as a religion, maybe y'all need to go read them books that was written before y'all was born. Maybe y'all need to go read up on Hitler and figure out what he really was trying to do. Maybe y'all need to read up on the underbellies of some of these people and these organizations, because it's not good for you. And that's all he's exposing. On the underbelly side of the people that I'm dealing with, it's pure evil out here. And if y'all can't feel it, I don't know if y'all tapped in or not, it's evil out here, bro. I just had to slap a grown man for trying to pick up my 13-year-old daughter. In the open, and at the liquor store, there's a bunch of niggas standing in front of the liquor store. So if this is the things that's going on in the inner city community, what do you think is going on in the suburbs where all the money is at?
So, come on, bro. It's no mystery as to why they start cutting contracts, cutting deals, trying to cut your water off. And the man is giving receipts, and the only thing y'all can do is pay attention to his chain or his outfit. Even in that, he made sense. Right. They're putting our pain, our history, on Front Street and profiting off of it. They're pushing it to the forefront, and we're celebrating Black pain.
We are celebrating.
We're celebrating our history of us being enslaved. Let's just keep it a buck.
Our genocide. But
the second that we turn around and put their pain on display, it's whoa, you crossing lines. You need to be canceled. Why we need to be canceled? So why y'all don't get canceled for putting our pain on Front Street? So it's good for y'all, but not for us?
Fact.
How do that make sense? And the atrocities done to us was a million times worse. Y'all tell us. Bro, they tell us.
Factual, bro.
Slavery was a long time ago. Y'all need to live in the now. Y'all stuck in the past. The second you say something about the Holocaust.
Gaslight you.
Bing, it's over with. Your shit done.
Gaslight you.
So come on, cuz. If we got to live in the future and stop living in the past, then so should they.
And this is what I say about that shit. Just from a personal testimony. At the age of 14, I did 10 to 15 years. I didn't get out until I was 20. From 14 to 25, I was incarcerated. When I got out, it took me another 7 years to adapt to the streets. So if you've been enslaved for 500 years, we haven't even been out of slavery for 200 years yet. It's going to take us another 400 years to get our shit together as a whole, as a race, as a community, you know what I'm saying, as a family, or as a village. Like I said, I was in jail for 10 to 15 years. When I got out, it took me 7 years to adjust to the streets. So if you was enslaved for 500 years, it's going to take a couple of hundred years for you to get right. That's all I'm saying.
For me, I listened to a couple of key things that he said within the interview, and one of them was, I don't see everything. I am not strategic. I play into my emotions, and whatever comes with it, comes with it. He said that you guys are not in the position to follow me. I may be able to change your perception and your feelings, but you still have to go to work for the white man at the end of the day. So those things, to me being said, debunked a lot of other shit that he said, because, again, I'm starting to put him in this Cat Williams box where it's, you come on, you say a bunch of shit that is shock value, but you don't provide any solutions, and then you go on about your day. Kanye is fuck the industry, fuck the Jews, yet when he turned to academics and said, oh, this is who built Skims, it was a white lady. Everybody in the room is white. You think if he was surrounded by real niggas, they would have let him put on that red hat? You think if he was surrounded by real niggas, they would have let him put on a black KKK outfit? A lot of things that he's done in his career is because he's been surrounded by whites. He's at the white party. He's fucking around with Layla Mitch and Rick Owens and all these other motherfuckers. He's not what he's claiming to be. And in my opinion, what he's doing, it has nothing to do with the people. It has everything to do with him. And that's fine. Be selfishly motivated. But this was the same problem that I had with Cat Williams. Is you come out and you speak from a place of, I know everything. But in the middle of saying that, you really speak on, oh, I'm just speaking from my experience. But you want us to believe that you know everything because of your status.
Did he say that?
No.
He literally said, listen, I don't know how we can get out of this, but I'm not going to deny that we're in this. So he's letting you know, hey, I don't have all the answers. This is why we got to work together.
But I'm aware of my situation.
Hold on. He's letting you know I'm not the know-all, be-all, but I'm not scared enough to tell y'all this is what we in.
Facts.
Now, as a collective, let's figure out how to get out of it. This is why I'm trying to stand next to y'all.
And before he said that, how many of us in the inner city community was clueless to what was going on?
But okay. And my
come on, bro. Think about that.
My pushback to this is this. The industry. We're talking about a specific sector of programming and control, right?
Right.
We take down the industry. If we do, that doesn't take down politics, right? It doesn't take down the healthcare system. It doesn't take down what's already going on within our communities and the programming within ourselves. I just feel like us paying attention to what's going on to a small percentage is keeping us focused on something that's not going to help us beat the game.
I don't think he just named the entertainment industry, though.
He named that.
He named the healthcare industry. You talk about the food,
school, obesity, churches.
Come on, he talked about the obesity.
Food.
He was sounding like Lil Viral up there.
Food.
But it's only for 1 second. If you watch the interview for the whole hour, it's bits and pieces. But the most of the interview is
he was talking to academics, right?
Yeah, the most of the interview is him speaking on fuck Cardi, fuck Jay-Z, fuck Travis.
Yes.
Fuck Drake. I'm jealous of Kendrick. He has bits and pieces where he speaks some knowledge, but a broken clock strikes right twice a day.
Was he wrong for saying fuck them when he broke down how they portrayed him?
He broke down why?
He didn't know because wrong, but what I'm just
you act like he's just saying fuck everybody.
He didn't say fuck everybody.
He gave legit reasons of why he said the way he did.
This is why I'm saying fuck Jay. This why I'm saying fuck Cardi. This why I'm saying fuck Kendrick. This why
he's not even just doing that.
The reason
he says something, he says something, then he laid down to at least to a simple matter to people to understand. Like he gave a phrase about something, and then he broke it down in a sense like this is what's going on. This is why I'm telling you. He brought up the boy. What was Ty Dolla $ign? He said you came out, went on the internet, and dissed me and denied me for what? And then started breaking down the rest of them in that interview of why he felt the way he felt. And 9 times out of 10, it was legit. If you go do something, why are you going through my girl, my wife, instead of going through me if I fuck with you?
I fuck with you, and you gonna put my kid on your album.
All the way out of pocket. Then how I'm gonna look at you?
Facts,
and you know I'm beefing with this girl that I can't even see my kids with.
So facts. I think y'all are misconstruing what I'm saying.
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
I'm not saying those things to say are wrong. I'm just saying it has no value to the black community.
How so?
How? What do you like? What do you mean? Listen,
how so, bro?
Others has if I, if no I, if value I, if I'm, to if I'm, what
if
we
if
can
I'm,
do
if
as a people.
If I'm getting raped with no Vaseline, but to everybody that's not in behind them closed doors, when I'm getting raped with no Vaseline, it's like I'm on top of the world. When I go out to them people and say, "Hey, I'm not really on top of the world." Every night I got to get raped with no Vaseline. I'm exposing this shit so these motherfuckers won't come in here and take my spot and get raped, bro. In order to live out here, we have to understand what's being done to us and around us. And that's all he do. He exposing what's being done under our nose to us and around us. And if we don't know what's going on to us and around us, how are we in control of our community?
I think he's exposing what's being done in the music industry, which again is a specific sector in a small sector.
He's not only talking about the industry.
In my opinion.
Listen, he's not talking about the industry. He's using the industry as an example because that's what he's working in and that's what most of us pay attention to. But if you look at the format of how the industry's run and then you look at the format of the world, it's the same thing. So let's start here. Let's start somewhere small. Let's conquer this since this is actually ours. Right. And then we can focus on the larger fight. Let's see if we can even band together enough for this small fight. And he's letting you know, I know most of y'all can't fight this fight with me because you still work for the same fucking people. I'm telling you, that's fucking us over.
And if he's letting everybody know. If he had an Apple Pay that was worth $1 billion, and after telling us he lost that, he sacrificed something. That means the information was important and it was affecting us.
But look, this is what he's telling them. I'm rich enough and wealthy enough that I could fight this fight. And you know who else is? This person who turned their back on me. This person who turned their back on me. This person that I put on who turned their back on me. We're strong enough to lead this fight, even though we know you can't. And there's too much of a coward to join in on this. So what are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has already stated long ago that we don't look.
Shout out to the Muslim brothers, man. All praise the Most High.
We don't look to actors and entertainers to save us from anything.
Let's say Malcolm X said that first, man.
No, he didn't, because he got it from Elijah Muhammad, so he could have never said it first.
Yeah, okay.
So my thing is,
we'll see.
He didn't. It's true. Look it up.
Fact check.
Honorable
Minister Louis Farrakhan.
He did expose you.
Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Let me give you some facts.
That's why he died.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan used to play violin. Right? When he came into the nation, he was a violin player that was going around playing violin. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him, you can either be with the nation or you can be a performer. If you're a performer, you cannot be with the nation because these people get their checks written. Therefore, they're controlled. He stopped doing violin. He did it one time at one Savior's Day in like 1990 something or something like that. But besides that, he stopped playing violin because he knew he was an entertainer. And this man, you're looking at Malcolm X, will give all of his credit to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
He always did until he didn't.
But you're talking about a specific thing that happened, but he still got all of his teachings and knowledge from that man.
Okay, look, you're making a quote, don't look to the entertainers.
No, you should not look to the entertainers.
No, I agree. But at what point Can an entertainer become more than an entertainer? Because Kanye has already told you, I'm more than that. I entered this realm, conquered this. I'm the best in the world at music. I entered this realm, fashion. I conquered that. I'm the best at fashion. I'm actually a fucking genius. This is why y'all think I'm crazy, because y'all too damn dumb to understand my moves. And y'all don't like the way that I word words or the way I put it out, because you can't understand it. And then 5 years down the line, when the same people that I'm saying is fucking us over copy everything that they try to denounce, and then they profit off of it, who's crazy now?
But even if you write about what you said, if it came from Elijah Muhammad, everything else, I got the message from Malcolm X at the end of the day. But even when we say that, people look up to people like Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? People look up to a Malcolm X and all these people. What was Malcolm X before he became Malcolm X? Shit. A nigga that was a prisoner, a pimp, a street nigga, yep. Robbed niggas, yep. Sold crack, did yep. All type of shit. But then you talk about a nigga that was from Chicago that chose the right route, that became a billionaire in a sense, and we should take nothing that he says at face value. We should listen to nothing he's talking
before
about.
Before he was a billionaire, he was a Chirac dude.
That's all I'm saying.
You feel me? He was just like us.
But we should just deem him crazy when everybody said I'm looking at him like Cat Williams. You basically said he's crazy. You said I'm not taking nothing he's saying. He does this and does that for shock value. But people do that at this point in the sense, people look at Kanye as crazy. Most all the crazy people they look at end up being geniuses.
First of all, let me say this. I seen the interview and I seen the outfit he had on. Now listen, you can take it as disrespect if you want to be all pro black, but you can take it like this. Back in the days when they used to beat us, rape our women, and hang us from trees, they was wearing them outfits with all white on. So if he's a black man with $1 billion and he come with that same outfit with all black on, he's clowning.
We know it's triggering. Exactly. We know it's triggering.
Like, yeah. I'm going to do to y'all what y'all did to us.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's how I look at it, bro.
If you saw the clip he sent academics after the show, he had the white women doing what? Doing the same thing that they did to our women. Yep. And then they did some shit that I can't even say on camera.
If y'all even paid attention, it looked like it was a Jew outside with him. He had the thing on his head, right? And what'd he hand him? He handed him the suit. And fold this up for me. Fold this up for me. What am I doing to you?
Swastika chain in itself was genius because that's a part of a sector of our culture. If you go back,
it was cotton. I think it was silk. So
it was.
That means not only is he clowning with the color and he's wearing it as a black man, but he ain't using cotton. He using silk, something that was way more profitable than that cotton that you wearing.
But look, even the swastika. Bro, they
that's
hijacked
a black symbol,
the meme.
Bro.
No, this is what I'm
saying.
African
symbol.
I know. It's an African symbol. It's an Indian symbol. It's all
us.
Indigenous people symbol that they hijacked and made the world believe this is hate. Facts, you can no longer use your own symbol that you created.
Facts,
so by him saying, man, I'm finna bust this down, you finna see this everywhere.
Facts,
now,
bro.
That flipped the whole script. So imagine you are Aryan from the Aryan Brotherhood. You walk around swastika proud. Kanye come through with the big bust down. Nigga, fuck what you talking about.
Type
this
shit.
Represent my people, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm changing.
Bro.
Matter of fact, where that black hood at?
Bro.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the same shit y'all did to us.
And them judges that got them suits in their closet, them lawyers that still got them suits in their closet, them old billionaires and millionaires that really take to the old ways, that still got them KKK suits in their closets and the cuts, for them to see that on TV, they were fuming.
You know
they
furious.
Was hot, nigga.
You know they furious.
They was hot. Then he calling out how the industry is pushing buttons on the Drake thing. Like, come on, let's just call it what it is. He's not hating. I like them both, but let's call it what it is. I'm on the inside looking out, letting y'all know I could barely stomach this because I see
facts.
What they doing.
Facts,
this
man.
The same
facts,
shit they did with Diddy. They had all y'all crucifying Diddy. No facts. No proof.
No facts.
No nothing. Everybody running around,
no
Diddy.
Facts,
and look,
bro.
What's going on? Charges drop. Why that man still in jail with no bail?
And I ain't gonna speak too much on this, but listen, man, there has been times where my woman has got completely out of control and I had to correct her. Man, I'm not saying that what he did is right or wrong, but what I can say is this. After that video came out of him doing that to Cassie, I know after that situation, she was in pictures with that nigga hugged up. At all events.
For sure.
If you were spirit for your life, you would not be sitting up here with this $1,000
suit
on.
She stayed with the nigga for 10 years.
You feel me?
How many everybody on this planet knows somebody that has been in DV with they women?
Facts, bro.
Because they be the one doing the DV.
That's what I'm saying.
You be there having a squad. Hey, hold on. Back up. up. You got to squab her down to get her off you. She jumping on your back, clawing you and shit. You trying to close the car door. She trying to open the door. Then you push her. Oh, my God. Bitch, I told you 30 times to get off of me.
Come on, bro. So we have to be at the pen.
Like, what are we talking about? Because I don't know what happened off camera. And we could have did anything to that nigga to make her poke her down the hallway. I don't know.
We don't know what happened. But I know after that incident, she was in a nigga house. She been in multiple videos and pictures with this nigga at events. Bro, if you really...
Bro, she on trips. She going out the country with the nigga.
Listen, bro. It's programs out here that will hide you and your kid and give you all the resources if you a woman, if you having a problem with any dangerous man. So if you was a woman on that status, and you was running from a man on that status that was whooping you, you could have found numerous of help. You stayed because that was a choice. You feel me? Right. And let me say this. But people be on drugs and alcohol do anything, bro. We don't know what they were sniffing, what they was drinking, what they was smoking.
Oh, we know. Pink cocaine.
You feel me?
They was on that pink cocaine. Man, I don't even know what that is, bro. Girl.
So we can't just demonize this man. If I hear something about somebody, if I see something and I could tell that it's a one-sided story or the narrative is trying to be changed, what I look for is all the facts. And until I get all the facts, I don't make a determination if a person is a demon or not.
Facts. I agree with that. I don't think you can conflate domestic violence with being a sex trafficker or...
Come on, man. You feel me?
Things like that.
Cassie ain't never had no black eye. Have you ever seen her with two black eyes coming out in the public?
No, I think they're obviously trying to do that. Even with the Diddy doc, if you watched it, they tried to build him up from Howard University to the Shine shooting as this type of person that would then jump to doing what he was doing. But
he didn't grape y'all. Y'all bent over willingly for y'all to have the opportunity, bro. Come on, bro. Listen to me, bro. Y'all bent over willingly to have the opportunity. So if it was a fair exchange, and you say, you know what, man? I'm bent over for you so I can get this check. But you can't come out later and say he did something wrong to you. You agreed to that. So go ahead, take your busted booty and get your money and get on.
Facts.
Fair exchange, no robbery.
Fair exchange, no robbery. You got your fame and your money. Cuz got to clap some cheeks. It is what it is. Cuz don't be crying now.
Another thing I found a problem with was when he talked about the whole Kendrick thing and how that was going to be set up to use against Drake down the road was about 10 minutes later, he stated how he was jealous of Kendrick because Kendrick thinks he's number one and he should be number one. So hold on. When somebody says that, after saying that,
haterism.
It's like, how can you believe what this guy is saying? He said all those people that he hated should work for him. Drake should come right for him. Cardi should have did this. It's like a lot of these things, man, I get what y'all are saying.
Yeah, I feel it.
But when you really listen to Kanye West, it's bullshit.
Hold on, but hold on, bro.
It's cool, bro.
Look, hold on.
You make me think critically and come back at you,
no,
bro.
No,
I like that.
He's honest enough to tell you, hey, this is how I really feel. I think I'm the best in the world.
Yeah, I
think I'm the best in the world.
Should you work for them or should you work for me?
He said, for them?
He said, I'll pay you highly.
And I'm not going to tamper with your butt.
He said, I pay you highly.
I'm going to pay you for the work.
And I'm going to make sure you straight.
You feel me?
Why not come work for me?
And your butthole is safe around
me. Come on, bro.
Why not come work for me, though? But that'd be our problem. I'd rather work for you where you fucking me than it didn't go work for you. Because
fucking me literally. Getting fucked literally. Pause.
I'd rather go work for them where we know they've been doing this grinding.
Come on, man.
But I want to work for you because we in the same field.
But then again, we can go to talk about Kanye. He said, how much of Jay-Z's catalog or how much of my catalog does Jay-Z own?
Ooh.
Isn't Kanye somebody who had problems with Big Sean because he owns Big Sean's catalog and wouldn't pay him out?
I don't know nothing about that one.
I know. Got to get.
He owned Big Sean's catalog.
I don't know nothing about that one.
Bro, he owned Big Sean's catalog?
He owned some of it.
Because I remember he was getting to it. Yeah. Big Sean was trying to buy his stuff back before he became the president over there. I remember the whole thing about the law.
And then you have Teyana Taylor that was signed to Good Music as well, that they were having problems releasing her album. So are people not working with Ye because they want to work with the white man, or are there people that worked under Good Music, which was his label, that got fucked over?
All the people he named worked with him.
So that's what I'm saying is that he said Cardi, being a bad
Cardi, I put you on Donda, one of my biggest albums.
And that was a big album.
I put
big
you
album.
On the first fucking song.
He was
then
in
you
church
double
and
back.
That, bro.
I go work on your album.
And
you
me
don't
off?
Put me on it. Took me off 4 or 5 songs.
And let somebody else sing what I was supposed to sing.
That means he's paid for. That means the executive or the
you
people behind her.
You took me off the shit I created.
Come on, man. It's a force out here. It's an evil force out here. That evil force can work through situations. It can work through people. It can work through deals. And let me tell you something else, bro. When Jesus was down here, or Yeshua, because the letter J wasn't invented in the 1600s, so the dude named couldn't have been Jesus. When he came down here, he told y'all, yo, man, the devil took me to the toughest, the highest mountain in the world and told me if I bow down to him, he'll give me the world. So God has ordained this place to be owned by the devil, bro. He told y'all a long time ago. So how is it what Kanye is saying about the powers that be? How is it different from what Jesus said? How it don't align, bro? I get what you're saying. It could be a tinder tantrum. He could be mature, immature sometimes. But how much of that tinder tantrum or him being immature is actually true to our well-being? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying what you're saying is not valid at all. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I feel what you're saying. But as a whole, bro, well, since when did black people be was in charge of food, religion, school, and music?
That's a fact.
Since when?
Hey, look, and this is another great point that he made. He said, how ironic that the soft, pink polo-wearing pussy is the one standing out here putting his life on the line when all these gang-banging,
come on, bro,
killer, magrilla, gorilla, yeah, sliding on every song-ass, yeah, niggas is the first ones to bow their motherfucking head. Where all the, yeah, sliding at?
Where all the sliding at?
Where all the gangster shit at? I'm the nigga with the pink polo propped up that went to a nice private school that y'all said was soft. But how am I the only one standing on business risking it all?
And that's what I say all the time. How is it that you so gangster, you gonna extort me? You so gangster, you gonna take from me or force me to live by a certain rule, a certain regulation, but when the police come, y'all niggas is running. So when I look at it, y'all not the biggest dogs of the land. The police is, cuz.
Facts. Niggas gonna get out of there quick.
How you gonna force me to do something, but when it's black and white pull up, you gonna run or you gonna act like you're a civilian?
Hey, look, not only are you gonna run, bro, listen, one cop car come, it's 15 of y'all out here. Y'all got 30s, choppers, everything.
You get
y'all
out
y'all run and throw everything.
So the real gangsters ain't, the real gangsters is not the things that they're portraying on TV of the inner city black or Hispanic young man or one woman. The real gangsters are the people that's in control on what you get.
Facts.
What kind of schooling you get. What type of information you get. What type of food you get. Those are the real gangsters. And let me tell you something about the mafia. You don't hear nothing about the mafia no more because they all transition to corporate. They own these casinos and these businesses. If you go in there fucking with them, you're going to leave with some broken bones. I guarantee you.
Look at the history of Vegas.
Come on, bro.
Look why come on, Vegas bro. Was created. Look how it was created. Look who was behind.
But they were smart enough to know they couldn't move that way forever. They were smart enough to know that.
What that nigga say? You going to be the good guy long enough to see yourself become the villain? Or what else? Or you going to die?
You die the hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Hey, look. Narratives change like tables all the time, man. That's a fact. Be vigilant.
That's a super fact.
And think for yourself. Don't take the information from someone else. Go research that shit. Go find you an author that wrote on the subject and see what they got to say before you take someone that you don't know word off of Instagram or YouTube. Because that's lazy. If you ain't read nothing, you just watching videos, you lazy, bro.
Hey, so don't fall for the tough guy acts of these guys that get on camera yelling and going crazy. They're in front of a camera yelling at a camera. The real gangsters is, hey, these are the type of clothes you could buy. This is the type of material. You can't sell this because we said so. You can't say this word because we said so.
Yes.
You can't go over here because we said so.
Facts, man.
Them is the real gangsters, not a nigga yelling at the fucking camera. Right. These niggas out here playing.
You know another thing he said, where the type of shit that he says that people deem him crazy? He said, I'm the closest thing to God in the flesh, basically. Because he said he's the closest thing to God. But if we know, like, people that study these religions and stuff like that, if you're made in God's image, he's supposed to feel that way. If we feel like God is from within and not without,
way.
You're supposed to feel that way. So, yes, fire he's way. Supposed to feel like he's God if he's made from the same thing. This is exactly what I was just explaining in another episode of that you're made of the same source. You have the same power, and he understands that within himself. But since we don't study ourselves, since we don't study none of that, we deem him as crazy. He's crazy for even talking like that.
God,
but why do you deem him crazy? Because you went through genocide. You went through slavery. Your language was taken from you. Your religion was taken from you. And they told you, if you don't do what we say, if you don't live how we say, and if you don't follow the religion, how we want you to follow it, we're going to kill you. And I'm going to keep it real, man. I'm going to keep it so real with y'all. A lot of people out here that are Christians, they only Christians because their great-great-grandmother was.
For sure.
You feel me? It's real stuff.
That go for every religion. Your great-grandmother
went through indoctrinations, bro. She was broke. They was broken. You feel me? They had to they had to put down their flag in order to live on this land, and it's their land. We lost the war. If y'all don't understand that, we lost, bro. We lost the war back then. So they're changing the narrative, they're changing the history, and they're telling you what they want you to do and what they don't want you to do. And if you follow in that narrative, you're not really in the know. You're lost.
Hey, shout out to the 5%ers, bro. One thing I like about them is they study.
When they see you, first thing
they asking, what's the science?
What's the knowledge?
What's today's science, nigga? What's the knowledge? Oh, you don't know? Discipline. Go study some more. Make sure you got knowledge yourself that you fully know and understand yourself so you're not calling people crazy when they say, shit, I am a God. Why are you debating that when the same book that you're reading out literally tells you you are made in his image. He is you. You are him. You are one. We're all connected to the one divine source.
Why do you think you know about the Holy Trinity? All that comes from that.
Man, bro. And when you go back, you do your research on all these religions, you do your research on all these continents that was made, that think they great. The first generation of all the religions and all the continents, they look like us. They look like us.
Bro, they just show Europe. A couple hundred years ago, they look like us in Ireland. Dark skin, blue eyes.
Go to the UK and you see all the magnificent buildings built by Masons. By Masons, they were all black men. Black men built them castles over there and built this stuff over here. You feel me? Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? We do got some other races that contribute, but for the most part, when it comes to my history, because I ain't gonna say history, when it comes to my history, my story. Bro, we are great people. You wouldn't even have a toilet to sit on if it wasn't for somebody that looked like me.
Facts. You wouldn't have a microphone to talk on.
You wouldn't have a camera to watch this
podcast on.
No light bulb. No street lights. You know what I'm saying? No iron.
No airplane.
No peanut butter.
No car. Hey, they only want to give us credit for the peanut butter. Hey, no Jack Daniels. Don't mind Jack Daniels, bro. They took the recipe and made trillions off of that. We made that. Hey, what they say? Erase a person's history. And you can control their future. Erase their past, you can control their future. Why do you think they spend so much time on you not knowing yourself, who you are, erasing your past, erasing your history,
mixing your
shit up so you don't know who the fuck you are. You don't know where the fuck you going.
I tell the person
Kanye
this all the time.
Kanye is trying to tell you who the fuck you are, where you came from.
Fact. And I tell the person this all the time. I don't say too much, but for a certain amount of time, I've been driving with no L's. And I feel like this.
Hey, don't tell the world that.
Hey, look.
It's indictment season. Never mind.
Most of the time when you see me in the whip, my girl driving, she got the license. But anyways.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
There's something about that though, isn't there?
We don't even really have to have a license.
Come on, bro.
Look up the real law. You don't have to have one.
You can file a private and you're traveling, bro. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is this. If my ancestors owned this country, and then we go to war and lost the war. Why the fuck do I have to pay you to travel? And you're not from here. Why do I even have to pay you rent? Why do I have to pay for water? And God gave me that. If I know my history, I know who I am and where I came from. You know what I'm saying? You see my dad. My dad hair long as hell, silky as hell. I'm not an African American, bro. I'm indigenous. I'm an Aboriginal. I didn't come from Africa. So why do I have to pay somebody that's foreign to this land to move and operate and live? Think about that. Just think about it for a second. Somebody came and invaded your land, and after they whooped your ancestors' butt, they still telling you what to do after 500 years, and they kids having babies with our kids? You tripping, bro. Nah, that's not how we doing that.
Facts.
I shouldn't have to check in with you to drive.
Hey, and they worried about the gangs making you check in. Nigga, every time you got to go through TSA, you checking in.
Man, for that check-in stuff,
TSA
man.
Making you... Hey, look, abolish
check
TSA, cuz.
Check-in. You remember we was on the cruise?
Right, nigga, right.
What's happening to me?
Hey, who's stopping you?
Who's you? Oh, you got... Oh, yeah, we need to talk to you. If you don't want to talk to us, you're going to jail.
Abolish TSA, bro. Come on, man. Please. Man, I wish I was traveling before 9/11, bro.
Imagine, bro. You
go from the parking lot straight to the damn plane.
Come on,
bro. They trying to abolish it.
You go from
now,
your whip
come on, bro.
With your luggage...
Come on, bro.
Straight to your plane.
Bro, I got situations in other states. I can't even get off the boat without them seeing that I want to be extradited. You know what I'm saying? So you got to know that this shit is real. And we've been on the undercard for a long time. Now that people is wising up, it's time to act vigilantly. Not unsmartly, because unsmartly will have you in jail for a sentence that you did not do. You have to be vigilant and smart. You have to be strategic. There you go. That's the word.
Facts. Hey, but look, there's been a lot of riffraff going on in the YouTube streets. I seen, shout out Spotterloke, shout out SPI. He was over there on Back on Fig today. He shouted us out.
You talking about
they,
from EC?
Yeah, from EC. Okay, okay, yeah. Shout out SPI. Shout out Spotterloke. You know we got to talk about this.
Day.
It's a beautiful world.
I remember that hit, my nigga. You know
hey, Messiah is famous out here right now. Messiah looks great. Hey, I told y'all he leading the way. Hey, look, you say our name, cut, we pop up like candy, man.
Thanks,
man. Hey, Messiah, what happened, bro? I heard you was at a motorcycle club. I heard you bumped into some people who said, hey, hold on, bro. We're going to let him talk. I heard you bumped into some people who said, fuck us recently. And, you know, I'm going to let you tell a story.
Man, I didn't even want to make this content, cuz. I'm going to keep it G. It ain't really nothing. I'm going to keep a long story short.
Shout out to Smack.
I ran into Smack on Back on Fig, cuz. We exchanged words. We, you know what I mean? I hollered at him about everything that was going on in the YouTube streets and let him know. And, far as that, we hashed it out like men, you know what I mean? He chopped it up. He kept it solid, at least from my opinion. And that's it, cuz. So if y'all still looking for any back and forth between us and them, at least I know for Smack, it knows what he told me, we should be A1, far as that. But other than that, didn't really shit go on, cuz. I hollered at cuz the motorcycle club. Probably wasn't expecting me to be there. And I told people I'd be in places y'all don't know. You know what I'm saying, nigga.
Hey, they said you summoned cuz like cuz was due for jury duty. Hey, I'm saying the homie, Bobby Messiah went in there and summoned cuz.
Listen, man.
Hey, shout out to Smack, cuz. We
man,
just fucking with
Smack,
you, gang.
Shout out to Fireway. But I do want to say this, man. For all you people out there, bro, that's trying to get into this content thing, and y'all think that y'all could disrespect people or call people out unwillingly or unchecked. Listen, bro, them people are associated, and them people have people that will protect them. You know what I'm saying? So don't just do anything for content, because that shit will put you in danger. You know what I'm saying? Be respectful, have some common courtesy, you know what I'm saying? And always be aware of the next man's privacy or the next man's space. You feel me? And that space goes with words, too. You feel me? Because there's some dudes out here that's not on camera that will mess up your life, bro. Be careful. Be vigilant. Be smart. So if you're not like that, you portraying that, or you acting, bro, in Long Beach and L.A., we fuck actors up. We fuck rappers up. Do not get it twisted, bro.
Hey, this is what we kept trying to tell y'all for the longest, when we kept saying we don't want to do the fake back and forth, because with that comes a responsibility. Niggas got homies. Niggas got family that's not always tapping in, and that's not always in the know, and they just see a clip online of you yelling at the camera saying what you going to do to this person and that person. And they don't know you might be running the play. They don't know this for content. And a situation like that could happen where they just in the spot and they like, oh, that's cuz right there. Cuz just said, fuck cuzzo. They finna do woo-wop-wop. And you don't know them.
Man.
They know you because your face on the camera, but you don't know them. Spot them, got them. That easy, a nigga could be wiped out behind content.
Oh, man.
This why I always take a responsibility, even if I had a back and forth. First words out of my mouth going to be, I'm going to break down what he said in the content. I'm not going to send no threats or nothing, because like I said, a homie might just, oh, cuz, viral on that? Oh, yeah, when I see cuz, over with. And then I get the phone call after, like, oh, damn, cuz, we were just playing content. And the homie might have just threw his life away, or possibly, you know what I'm saying? And vice versa on the other side. So you niggas got to start being more responsible with this trolling shit. Because y'all doing shit for views and plays. It's real life out here, nigga. 3D. And everybody not playing, and everybody don't play like you.
Mike, crack
that's
your
another,
jaw.
That's another you thing you niggas gotta understand out here. Everybody don't play like you.
Man, for real.
So play with the ones that you cool with, that's cool to play with you like that. If you don't know somebody, the fuck is you doing playing with another grown man?
Facts.
This
bro.
How you know a lot of niggas never been to the county jail.
Facts.
These niggas ain't never been to prison. Facts. Because that shit is about respect.
Respect, bro.
Listen, you can't respect. Even fart freely in a cell,
bro,
because a nigga might for you, smelling your fart. You gotta sit on the toilet and flush it.
Facts.
Drop
courtesy
one.
Flush.
Courtesy flush. If you sit there with the shit in the toilet and a nigga gotta smell your ass,
you up.
Get your ass to the back, nigga.
Come
like
on,
four
bro.
Extras say.
Come on,
nigga
bro.
Finna demo you.
And if I see somebody that I love and respect and I look up to, and you just going in on them, you probably won't hear from a motherfucker, but if I catch you slipping on a back street, I'm going to slap you, nigga. You feel me? And I'm not even going to care about the fucking consequences. I'm going to just deal with them. But we got to have respect and common courtesy for the next man, no matter what they go through. You feel me? Don't let getting a bag or getting content or having people watch you go to your head, because that could be dangerous.
Shout out to Smack, though. Definitely shout out to Smack. He kept it 100.
I want to make it clear, because people like to clip things and take things out of context. Like I said, we had a talk as grown men. It wasn't never nothing. It was still content. I still hollered at him in person about whatever my issues was, and he hollered about. We both got a mutual understanding about it. We exchanged numbers, and we left it at that.
And that's respectable.
So
that's
all I'm saying.
That's some real dude. Yeah. That's some real dude stuff. You feel me? So we ain't taking nothing from nobody. We listen, man. We come here on here to get content, to have difficult conversations, to uplift ourselves, and to give people the information that don't really know. You know what I'm saying? We're not here to uplift nothing like this NWA, bro. We're not here to tear down something like this NWA. We here to uplift, bro, with the information so we can go further, bro. So if you on here and you just trying to get some views, or you just trying to look cool, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to end well, bro. Real nigga, real men politic. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just the gangs. Real men politic. You feel me? So just be careful and respect your neighbor like you want him to respect you, bro.
All we say is stick to the facts. I don't care if you talk about us or whatever. You could talk about us. You could do reactions on us. You could tell us you don't agree with the content. You could say you don't fuck with the content. As long as you keeping it factual, I have no problem. When you start spinning narratives and lies, that's where the clash is going to happen. But other than that, bro, we don't give a fuck. Like, this is content, bro. Do your content. Kali, what's the deal, bro?
What's going on, Brody?
Look,
we all said it all.
We can wrap it up on that. Shout out to SPI, though. Cut kept it 100. He went out there for us. So definitely shout out to SPI. He been tapping in. We gonna have to link up soon. Shout out to SPI, cut.
I actually wanted to talk to y'all about it. Y'all had a sit down with Keem, right? And on that sit down, y'all asked him, kind of like, does Kendrick fuck with him, or why ain't Kendrick pulled up yet? And there was a lot of back and forth in the comments about what that was. And so the question I have for y'all is, when it comes to friendship, are you guys basing friendship, or if somebody's real, based off of if they do come to the spot, or you have a business or something like that, say for instance, and they buy something for you or they don't buy something from you, are you considering somebody a friend or not a friend based off the way they interact with you?
Let me answer that one time, because I'm the one who asked the question and people think I was trying to be divisive. Mm-hmm. I wasn't being divisive. I was pointing out a flaw that I see in the culture. If I'm booming, I'm on, I'm a superstar, and I got homies that's trying to get in a game that I know is hard to break into, a game that I know is being controlled by people outside of the culture, and I can do anything to help niggas that I love, I grew up with, who go to bat for me, it does not make sense to not do everything in my power to do that. It's not asking for a handout. It's not begging. It's doing what you should do as a friend or a family member. How is me asking someone I grew up with, someone I will put my life on the line for, someone that I rep every day I get in front of the camera, hey, bro, could you just hop on one time and stream with me? How is that begging, nigga? That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get on to put your people on.
Right.
How the fuck is that begging,
and
nigga?
Let's not to cut you off, bro. Let's keep it real, because we act like friendships is the same thing. Whatever type of relationship you're dealing with is still give and take. But I do have friends that I haven't seen in over 10 years. And if I seen them today, they would still be my friend like nothing happened.
Right.
But if you're in a lane that I'm in, if you're doing things that I'm doing, or if you're not there for me like I'm there for you when I need you, we have to water each other still at the end of the day. It's right. Like, regardless right. If it's just a phone call to check up on me, regardless of whatever it is, I'm not expecting no man to do certain things. But how is a friendship going to be maintained unless it's just that's where you're going to stop at? Right. It's going to be like pieces on the chessboard then. You're going to be a pawn. I can only deal with you for this. Unless you were a certain, like a rook or something else, because I might only fuck with him on some money. My real friend, I can fuck with him on some money. I can fuck with him with some bitches. I can fuck with him to go troop. I can fuck with him like this. At this point, you're not even a friend no more. You family to me. That's how I'm going to view you at that point. Yeah. Like, we got friends and you got associates. At the end of the day, everybody's not going to be the type of friend you expect them to be. But at the same time, you got to show up for your friends in some way. what friend are you if you don't show up and support me?
Right.
How are you a friend to me then? Right. Not right. just because you got to support me every single day, every second you get, but in some form of fashion, I'm going to support you. Right. I'm going to be there for you when you need me. When you call me, when you going through it, because I'm the friend that you can call at 3 a.m. when your motherfucking car on E.
Right.
I'm the friend when you ain't got nothing to eat, or if I got whatever I got, I'm going to split it down the middle with you. So if we not rocking like that, I'm not even going to view you as a friend anyway.
Right.
Yeah, the reason why I asked y'all that is because I seen it back and forth in the comments, and I knew what y'all meant, obviously, but I think people are so used to that operating out of ego, where it's like, they'll say, asking somebody, like you said, that I'd have known for 15 years, we sandbox, I ask you for a favor or whatever it is, and it's looked at as a handout. Or a lot of people won't even ask their homie for something because they feel like it's looked at as a handout, or they begging, when in reality, you should be able to go towards your closest partners or homies or whatever the case it is, and they should be able to put you on, and you do it vice versa, especially in the content game. Right. We've always talked about how white content creators have each other on their platforms, shout each other out, do collabs with each other.
Right.
But in the black podcast space, we don't really do that. It's like, you niggas is over here, we over here, and we kind of like intimidated by each other a little bit, or it's competition, which it's a game, point blank period. So it's going to be competition. But that don't mean we can't help each other eat.
Yeah.
But it's we so quick to be friends when there's negativity involved.
Man,
hey, I'm in a jam. I need you, bro. I need some money on my books. Hey, these niggas is on me. Can you pull up? You pull up with your ratchet and you risking your life and your freedom for somebody. But then when you need them for something else that's beneficial, that's not only, it might not benefit them, but it might benefit you. Me going to go true for you ain't just benefiting me. I'm putting my life on the line to help you.
For you.
So now when you get to a certain X amount of point, and I'm asking you for the same type of leverage. Why would you not, nigga?
Right.
If I'm fucking with you that way, this is somebody I'm speaking as if I done went through those experiences with you. I done grew up with you. I done stomped, like you say, from the sandbox with you. How this nigga? That's not even a question for a nigga like me. But I'm not putting my expectations on people. As I would do for them no more. So you have to know what you're dealing with at the same time. And that had nothing to do with nothing. It was a simple question. Niggas took it out of context. Mm. It is what it is. If I'm out here jumping out the window for my brother every day and they never see me with my brother, what you think people gonna say?
You don't fuck bro, with you. Look. You know that, nigga.
Yeah.
Listen, bro.
If for those people that do like have day ones or people that you've been knowing from the sandbox, bro, I think that it's important and it's critical for us to explain, like, you know, you don't need to call your homie to risk his life every single time you get into a situation. If you need that nigga and it's your last resort and you know that nigga got kids, a wife, he got some shit going for himself, that nigga need to be out your shit. And you need to make sure that you call that nigga when you really, really need because that nigga got shit to lose. You feel me? All my peoples, bro, especially Mr. Viral, especially my cousin Messiah, I make sure I think about what they have to lose before I call them for backup on whatever situation. You feel me? And if I feel like what I'm going through is not worth what they're going to lose, I don't even call these niggas. You feel me? I love them. I love these niggas' kids. I love these niggas' mama. So if I feel like it's not worth all of us fucking crashing out, I'm not even going to call you. I'm going to handle it myself until I can't handle it no more. But you niggas in them positions that got motherfuckers that's in higher statuses than you and they love you, you need to be mindful and have common courtesy for their life and for their kids and for their family, bro. Because at the end of the day, you a fucking man. And until you can't handle it no more, you don't need no motherfucking help. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think about when I'm thinking about you. Thinking about my cousin. I think about what y'all got to lose. I think about your mama. I think about your kids. Is this shit worth my cousin, family, and kids? But this individual that I don't even know I'll probably want to do harm to, probably not. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Weigh it out, bro. Be smart. Be vigilant. That's a fact.
And how mindful how he is of that. I'm mad that he didn't call me. Right. That's when you know.
Because he knows. Because he knows. If he called, we coming.
Why the fuck you didn't call me, nigga?
Fuck these niggas. Hey, but look. That mindset that I seen in the comments is why we're at the bottom.
What they say.
Economically. No, not these comments. It's the comments under the videos. Because if you look at any businessman, when they're doing business, if I know somebody who has access to something that I need to help better my business, I'm calling them.
Facts.
What the fuck is the point of having you as a contact if I can't utilize you? This is why I keep saying, if you can't be used, you're useless. Right. Yes, we're friends, but as a friend, you could use me for this. You could use me for that. Oh, you need help moving? Call me. You in a jam? You need somebody to come troop? Call me. Oh, you need a wingman? Call me. You need a anything. You need a loan? Call me. That makes me valuable right. as a friend. If right. I have a friend that I can't call you for shit,
that's
how
not
are
your
we friends?
Friend. That's not your friend.
How the fuck are we friends?
That's somebody stealing your resources.
And bro, to come sit down and do an hour stream, that's begging? You niggas' mindsets are fucked up. If you need anything and I got access to it, don't hesitate to call. That's called loyalty. And you earned that.
I'm going to say what Aaron the Plumber
the
said.
The fuck you think it's talking
I love
about?
All my people. I don't want nobody that's look my skin color, whether it's dark or lighter, to lose their life over nonsense, homie. I would rather for us to work together and then we can hash this out over an argument or just catch a fade without putting picking no guns up. That's the best route, bro. Because at the end of the day, I'm pro-black, my nigga. At the end of the day, I'm pro my community. At the end of the day, I want my community to look like Beverly Hills. I'm working towards that. You feel me?
Somebody said that's a leech. You know what a leech is? Somebody who calls to use. And when you call in for something, they don't give anything back, dumbass. That's why I said if you can't be used, you're useless. If I can use you, you can use me. That's an even exchange.
You have to be valuable out here. In any situation, you have to be valuable. You have to bring some form of value. If you're not bringing at least some form of value, bro, you're useless. No one's gonna mess with you but your mother.
It takes 5 seconds to go define what it is. Like, people trying to just be so quick to prove a nigga wrong about something, that's a leech. What are you to whoever you dealing with then, whoever said that? What are you? Whether you a father, whether you a friend or you anything, what are you? What do you think people call you for? Whether it's for fucking advice. Right. It does not matter. You're going to be utilized in some form or fashion.
Hey, look, and y'all can say, oh, that content space don't fit his brand. I don't give a fuck, nigga. This is my homie. It's going to fit my brand today. These my people. I'm stamping it and letting the world know these is my folks. It ain't got to fit my brand. We can mold the episode today around my brand. Fuck it. Let me host.
But the whole point
special
is,
guest, cut a homie.
No,
also, we
but
own.
It don't matter. It's at the end of the day, it's not about my brand.
Exactly.
This right. is why I'm here, to uplift your brand. Okay, you need something. The same way these people use people to advertise shit. Right. Half these niggas that be advertising don't give a fuck about what they advertising. But what do? Go use a celebrity that they don't know.
Right.
Use them. Put my shit on your shit. And make my shit go up. It's no fucking different, cuz.
And he said something about advertisement. You know what I'm saying? I want to say this, bro. I just want to say this. We should normalize supporting small businesses. We should normalize supporting black and brown businesses. You know, when you go to like restaurants like McDonald's, they got a big ass sign that says the things that we use to feed you causes cancer. They telling you that they killing you, bro. So why wouldn't you go to the mom and pop spot where your homie and his mama own it and buy that shit to uplift the company, bro, or to even uplift the community? These motherfuckers in these big corporate businesses, they are blatantly telling you that what we provide for you, that you pay for, is killing you. Be vigilant, nigga. Be smart and strategic, my nigga. Be vigilant. Be smart and strategic. When I go to McDonald's, when I go to Jack in the Box, when I go to these fast food restaurants, and I walk into the door, it's a big ass sign that says the things we use to make your food and some of the food that you're eating, it causes cancer. Oh, you motherfuckers still giving them the money.
Talk to him.
Yo.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying y'all want to keep high power because I got Dochi's industry plant response right here.
Nah, no, go ahead. Nah, God. we can
sick,
mix it
I'm
up,
sick
bro.
Of this motherfucker.
Nah, they're gonna be like, man, they keep going in on Dochi.
I'm sick
hey,
of
let's
that
go.
Shit,
let's
man.
Go.
You must have seen that video.
Let's go, bro. Man,
she dispelling
nah, it could be that, but it's a gang of people that came out and said the same thing. So it's like she.
And
go
look,
ahead,
who
y'all
talking about?
She a singer.
She an artist.
Doja Cat?
Who? Nah, Dochi.
No, Dochi. Nah, her name Dochi. But see, this is what we're talking about. You might have heard her song on the radio. She got a little banger on. She got a couple bangers out.
This the thing with the industry plant thing. If you don't feel you industry plant, why even respond to it at all?
Come on, bro.
You think Eminem is going to respond if they start saying, on, oh, Eminem industry plant? Nigga, he's going to keep winning. And even if you are a plant, so what? You planted me to win? I'm getting Grammys. I'm getting millions. I'm on the fashion week in Paris. You think I give a fuck about what they're saying in the comments?
They don't care, but
on the Reddit.
But it's not about
in the like, what do you think it's talking about, nigga? Yes, I'm a plant. They planted me to win. Plant me some more millions, nigga. I'm gonna be on the yacht.
It ain't the plant. It's about
my feet.
It's about what's behind that plant, nigga. You sold your soul, nigga, and you planted to get bent the fuck over. As far as her as a woman is probably different, but niggas in that sense, you getting pushed in this agenda, the same agenda we complain about, nigga. Fuck you, beat.
No,
talk about
no.
It's okay.
This is what I'm saying. Once if you accepted that deal.
You as a person, you know what you signed up for.
You didn't care. Yeah. So why care that people are trashing you for it if that's the case?
Because when the plants don't want you to know they're a plant. Because
people just assume that.
The plant want to be ripped right to the trees. The plant fake is a motherfucker. The same way they put the fake ducks and shit in the pond and the real ducks come around it, they don't want you to know you're the fake one.
Look at Bobby Alton. Yeah. Nobody cared. She didn't give a fuck that y'all called her a plant. She kept doing them dry ass interviews. Look at the Hawk Tour girl. She did the rug pull and everything. Beat the case. You think she give a fuck that y'all? Oh my God, she rug pulled. She scammed everybody. Yeah, she did. And she beat the case. And she's up, nigga. She don't give a fuck.
And for a person, listen, man, for all the viewers out there, for a person that live in an inner city community that's struggling, or for the people that's in the South, dealing with that Southern lifestyle, struggling, for the people in the Midwest, for the people on the East Coast, for the people on the West Coast, LA, California, Long Beach City, you know what I'm saying, that's struggling. Y'all, people that's not struggling, y'all can't be mad at the people that's struggling for seeing an opportunity and something that wasn't good to help their family, bro. Because when they out here not taking that opportunity, they out here struggling. You feel me? So we really can't be mad at somebody that went from nothing going to something because of some shit that we don't agree with. Like Lil Nas X. We don't agree with all he do. We don't know where he come from. And we don't know how much money they paying him to do that weird shit. Man, at the end of the day, bro, I would feel much better if he was doing that weird shit to feed the kids in his family, feed his grandma. You know what I'm saying? I would feel much better with that. You know what I'm saying? But on some real shit, bro, be vigilant. Be smart.
Let me ask you a question. Would you feel much better if he was doing that to feed his kids, but also doing that knowing that that would affect your kids in the way he is?
Look, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm gonna keep it real with you, bro. I don't care if you you gay, bisexual.
I don't care
what your sexual preference is, but when you start advertising shit and that shit is on such a big platform that the kids is seeing it, bro, I don't agree with that. I think that we should let these kids figure out on their own if they want to go another way or not, bro. We shouldn't influence them, homie.
So saying you don't care about him doing that type of shit is the opposite of what you're saying.
Bro,
if he didn't have no way, but
his little cousins and little brothers and little sisters are feeling and living in luxury because of the bad things he did. I can't really look down on him, bro. Listen, bro,
I'm not saying look down on
him. Hear me out. We from gangs, bro. We recruit kids and women, and we destroy communities, bro. Bro, just not too long ago where I live at, some niggas was shooting, and a woman and her daughter got killed, bro. You know what I'm saying?
On the live, bro.
All I'm saying is, bro, in so many cases, we are in the same boat. We just not doing the weird shit he doing. But we are tearing down our community in such a worse way. You feel me? On some real shit, bro. We recruit kids, homie. And them kids grow up to be G's. And them G's are constantly tearing down the community. So all I'm saying is, bro, don't just be doing that shit and leading our kids astray because you feel like it's the cool thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
So what you're saying, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house, basically.
Thank you, bro. I can't be mad at him because I ain't on that platform, on that level to make money, and I can't take care of my whole family. I only can take care of my immediate.
But look,
that nigga probably take care of his whole family. But do I agree with what he's doing and the message that he putting out? No.
But he didn't start off that way.
He sure didn't.
So he had enough chance to he was in the door already to not even do that.
He did, bro.
At what point do you stop, though?
That's what somebody got integrity.
Once you win that,
you got integrity, bro.
Hold on, but once you win that position to do that,
we strong in integrity. We strong in integrity because your mama, my mama, You feel me? They was on our ass, bro. So they instill certain things in us. For people that didn't have a mama or a dad, what do you expect from them?
I don't know, man. I still expect when you grown to, you know what you're doing at some point. You still can cultivate your mind.
Hey, but look.
If a prostitute have a daughter, hold on.
Because this is the point I want to make.
Is the daughter gonna grow up to be a prostitute?
This is the point I want to make. Why let people's criticism of you bother you when they're critiquing your moves and telling you what you should or should not do? When these same people don't have any moves to tell you, they don't have a platform to give you. They don't have any connects to give you. They got nothing other than their opinion. I never understood why that bothered people so fucking much. Somebody who could offer you nothing. I could see if you like, hey, that's a bad move, bro. Don't do that. Instead, I got this to offer for you to do. Then it's like, all right, I'll sit down and talk to you, and I value your opinion because you're offering me an ultimatum. You're offering me another route. But if you don't got shit but your asshole and your opinion, nigga, fuck you.
I don't want to hear nothing you're talking about.
This
is all I'm saying. For the people that don't have opportunities, for the kids in the communities that don't have opportunities like others, bro, I really can't be too mad for how you came out on top. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying, because people are finding all type of ways to get out of their situation. Do I agree with you doing? Do I agree you promote that to the kids? Hell no. But the fact that you on the top for whatever you're doing, I have to salute.
Hey, shout out to the chat. Definitely shout out to the trolls, because I really love y'all. Keep trolling.
We don't
keep
care about the trolls, bro. All y'all doing is typing on the keyboards, bro.
Hey, them niggas in there. You know, nigga, they breaking the letters on their keyboard trying to troll so motherfucking
and
hard.
And you probably at the house masturbating with chips in your lap, ain't never left your room in 3 months.
And look, my girl just went upstairs to go make dinner. Then after dinner, I'm going to go get my dick sucked while you going to be in the comments saying, oh, viral, your stream fell.
But even the same thing what you said, why fuck them goofies? Nigga,
no, because this is what they want.
So don't get them niggas what they want.
No, you. They won't get
them niggas keep running their mouth.
Bro.
As long as they talking or saying they keeping
bro,
our names in their
mouth.
Bro,
this is what you got to realize. The haters are supporters too, so you gotta acknowledge them too. That's why I don't delete the comments. I let it go.
Support.
On the set,
that
they means support.
That means in order for them to hate,
I'm gonna tell y'all, acknowledge these nuts. At the end of the day, fuck them niggas. Nigga, fuck all that. Acknowledge the ones that
hate.
A lot of the ones that supporting on the set.
Let's go, bro. Let's go.
Hey, any new music out, cuz? Is anything cracking? I mean, all of this
I sent y'all Dirk shit weeks ago.
I wanna put emphasis.
Shout out to Dirk.
I would like to put emphasis on that situation with the West LA homie from Playboy Gangsters, Big Side, 1900, and the city or the homies.
Nah, let that go. That's over with. We don't need to get into that. That's over with. That situation is dead and gone.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that shit over with.
Oh, I just heard about that shit.
Nah, nigga, that shit so, nigga, that's back when the homie was on those, that shit over with.
Nah, I just heard about that shit, man.
Hey, look, see? Hey, look, and this is a prime example, cuz you might have homies that's not in tune and tapped into what's going on, just now seeing some shit. Catch your ass outside, put belt to ass over content.
Come on, we just had the lace cut. That shit been over with.
Yeah, you ain't even got to do all that.
And I'm going to stand down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to stand all the way down. If any one of my peoples, my, you know what I'm saying, say something, hey, bro, we already took care of that. I'm going to stand down because something that I can say
for 2 hours.
On my own.
Yeah. Hey, you took her energy away.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, man.
We got the Drake video that came out.
What Drake video?
That shit did. I tried to watch that motherfucker delete
it. New shit with the females.
Nah, my shit deleted.
That was like a little, what was it, a jingle, right?
Yeah, it was.
Give me a hug.
That shit.
Nokia.
Which one is
He's
that?
He's talking about the females in that song, right?
Yeah, it was,
all the females he be fucking with.
Is it that Nokia to give me a hug? Give me. Is that the same song?
Hey,
that's the one with the B switch, right?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was living out of state. All in Georgia, all in Texas. You know what I'm saying? Ohio, man. Drake was the man. I listen to that nigga shit back to forth. When you got a nigga from my section or from my area to come out and he's smacking you, bro, and all you could give us is like songs for the club or songs for the girls, bro, I ain't trying to hear that shit.
That's what this whole album was about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kendrick did that. That's how I feel. Kendrick did that. And he brought everybody out from LA County, bro, to show you that it's real. They not like us. You're not like us, nigga. We not doing 69s in the back. We not getting pissed on by PDD,
bro. Canada just detached from us, so it made it more real.
Hey, do you think the beef played a part of Canada saying fuck the U.S.?
Nah,
the Canada said whatever relationship we have with the U.S.,
they tired of
niggas in Canada playing that shit on the street dancing.
Now they did. Now you we did, me? But they tired. Of, they tired brother, of Trump huh? and the tariffs yeah. and all that. Now, me? Now they got to go through somewhere
they're
else.
They like Trump, like, fucking the tariffs, this, that, and Kendrick beating our back end.
Facts.
Fuck the U.S. You niggas out of here.
Bro, I get it. I get
not
it.
Fucking with you niggas.
I get it, bro. I get it. Shout out to Kendrick Lamar, bro, for putting the West on. Or the bus is already on. Shout out for bringing it back. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to Drake for all them songs that got me some. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Drake definitely gonna get you some pussy. I ain't
my mama,
lie.
Listen, I remember I thought Drake and The Weeknd, they was off their rocker. And then I went to a female house. It was like 5 strippers. All they was listening to was Drake and The Weeknd. And it changed my perspective on them niggas. I started really listening to the words instead of like thinking that they was like club goers or club makers.
You
club
said who?
Makers, you know what I'm saying? Drake and The Weeknd.
Hey, look, to anybody in the chat, any...
So shout
any,
out Drake and The Weeknd, man.
Anybody that y'all know we affiliated with, ain't seen us working with, go to their comments and ask them niggas.
Fact.
I'm going to just say that, because I can't speak for the next man as to why. He ain't did what he did. I just know we move a little differently, and we lead by example.
What was the comment?
And y'all see how we moving. Somebody said, ain't Trey and Reels from Long Beach and Pun. Pun's not from Long Beach. Oh. Trey and Rios is, and shout out to Rios. We done already work with Rios. So
Rios
anybody
been,
else?
Rios done been on here, and we done been on there. Man, go look at it.
Anybody else? Go to their comments and ask them so they can give you the answer out the horse's mouth. I don't know. We
That's
done already made it
started,
clear
man.
We working with everybody from the smallest platform to the largest. We
shout
working.
Out to the Viral Way, man. Shout out to the Viral Way for putting a perspective and a narrative from a Long Beach Netters perspective. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Viral Way, man. I got to say that. You feel me?
On the set. What's up, girl? Y'all through? It's over with?
It ain't over with, man.
What you got, cuz? Talk your shit. Cuz, hey, my nigga preaching today. I let cuz come and preach. Kylie don't even want to talk today. My nigga over here.
Deal shit, like, bro.
Hey, you know
shit,
what happened?
Bro.
I got
deal
I
shit.
Hey, you know
I
what
had
happened?
That information. That
Kanye shit.
No, you know what happened? He got fried on that Lil Wayne
He just told me it was easy.
Hey, he got his ass cooked. He read them comments like, you know what? I'm going to shut
comments
the fuck
solid.
Up today.
Comments are
nah, you got
agree
you
with
got
me.
Cooked.
Hey, agree with me.
Hey, a nigga said, I don't want to hear Kylie take a music take ever again. This nigga wildin'.
Niggas is in here agreeing with me. Y'all can go to the comments and see.
I said, this nigga wildin'.
Bad, bro.
He tried to rep for his generation, but you know, it is what it is.
And shout out to homie, man. Shout out to homie DW Flame, man. We support you, bro. Don't worry about nothing, man. It's all good.
Definitely shout out to Flame, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You feel me here?
Hey, but look, we finna get up out of here. I'm gonna go upstairs and eat some dinner. Shout out to the live. Shout out to everybody who donated. Shout out to the haters. Shout out to the supporters. Best podcast in the world.
The Viral Way.
The viralest podcast on the net.
You know what I'm saying?
We on the way, man. You got any final words, my boy?
Man,
talk to him. Cause.
Shout out to the inner city community. Shout out to the public schools, bro. Shout out to Juvenile Hall. Shout out to California Youth Authority. Shout out to the prison system. It's a lot of people in there that's good people that taught me a lot of things that ain't never coming home. So for the people that don't have, I just want to shout them out, bro. God bless the dead. You feel me? God bless my peoples. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all, man. You feel me? The word of the day, be vigilant, man. The other word of the day, be strategic. Don't let these motherfuckers play you, bro. They've been playing you for too long. It's time to wake up.
Definitely.
Bars.
Wake y'all game
yeah,
up.
Bars.
Put the glasses on. Bars. You got any final words, bro?
Nah, that's it, man. Flash me and I'm out.
Flash me and I'm out. Shit. You got any final words, light skin, cuz?
Light skin, cuz.
Far away or no the way, cuz. Y'all already know what the deal is.
Shout out to light skin, cuz.
Bang, 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 bang.
Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up.
Yeah.
In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights so we put you on the shack.